Well,
Irish race walking world champion and Olympic medalist Rob Heffernan has been announced as the special guest for the 44th Donegal Sports Star Awards, due to be held on Friday the 31st of January at 7 p.m. at the Mount Errigal Hotel. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Rob. Rob, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you once again, and well, it's becoming something of a, we'll be speaking to you on an ongoing occasion because of your interest with Brendan Boyce. And well, first of all, we'll touch on your trip up here to the Northwest on next Friday night for the 44th Donegal Sports Star Awards. Looking forward to it, Rob?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I think it really drove it home to me, your passion for sport, when I was up in Finn Valley there a couple of months back, up in Patsy's place. And you're just as mad and as passionate about sport as we are down here. And I think in an area like Donegal as well, it knits your whole community. Like, and you know, it's no surprise that you're dishing out sports stars and all different events, you know, across a whole multitude of sports. So it's great, and it's lovely to see, and it's lovely to be a part of that. No.
Just looking at that, Rob, suppose that you've mentioned that we are a sporting mad nation, and Donegal, suppose we're also very sporting mad too, but as you indicated, in a lot of different types of sports. Do you see that much across the country?
It's not, you're very, the diversity up there, like whether it's boxing or motorsport or running or football and soccer players, like Mr. Dunleavy, you, Captain Cork City, you know, you've just such an array of sports, which is brilliant. And I think Cork is very similar in that sense as well. And like, I definitely, even down here, and I see it now with Brendan, the support that he gets off E above when he performs. And it's the same in Cork. Like, the Cork people would get behind two flies running up a wall, you know, and if somebody was successful, they get behind it, whether it's road bowling or rugby or hurling or football. You know, we're very passionate about it, and I see the same similarities with Ian. It's brilliant, and it's my lifeblood. Like, and I love that. And like, you know, even piecing being away with Patsy all of these years, like, you're not going to get more a passionate man than Patsy. Like, and I think that's how our friendship grew so strong over the years as well. And even with Brendan now, you know, Brendan would go through a wall for you. Like, you know, I always slag him. I say, he's not as talented as me, but Jesus, he's moving up all the time. Like, and he's so stubborn, and he's such a hard worker. I think he surprised me over the last few years. Like, and he's getting better all the time as an athlete, you know, and I think he's going to have a really good Olympic Games.
And suppose we'll touch on Brendan, and you know, obviously you've got to know him a lot better over the last couple of years. He's changed up, you're his coach now, and you've, by speaking to Brendan, I've spoken to him before Christmas, and just looking at some of the changes that you've done with him, how pleasing is that when you start seeing fruits?
Because it takes a long time, and I was with Robert Korzenowski all weekend. I was up in Dublin there for the weekend. And we were able to look back and reminisce when I went to Robert initially, and how raw I was. I'm going on about a sport like race walking, where I fell into it in Clash de Crease 3 by default. You know, I was meant to go on a running scholarship when I was younger, and found out that I was really good at this sport. And then I was very lucky to come across Robert. And I said, all of the teachings that I got off of him, it still took 5 or 6 years for that to sink in and to really learn. And so when Brendan came to me initially after London, I was going, it was tough love, you know. I got him put up in my friend's house. He stayed in the room, and he missed no training, like 6 months, and he was there. And it wasn't a huge friendship, but it grew out of respect. And I was like, all right, Brendan, you need a bit of a social life now. There's no fear that you're going to train. Like, and I think meeting Sarah was huge for him as well, around him as a person, like, you know. And he's just really good. And even on to him last night on about his training, he says, have I ever trained this hard in January before? I says, did you ever finish sixth in the world before? He started laughing. I said, your level is different, no?
Yeah.
There's a different expectation. Your body's stronger, and you've more experience, and you've more emotional intelligence with a whole year as well, how to put a year together. Because when he came to Cork initially, he would train with me really hard up to January, February, be super motivated, but I'd be only tipping along at 80%, and then Brendan would get injured in February, and then he could get injured again in the summer. Whereas now, he knows, he's starting to understand how to put together a whole year and really deliver a performance at a major championship. And his whole body composition and everything has changed because he put together one really strong year last year, and you could see the shape that he got into physically before Doha, you know.
Mm. And going into that race, I suppose there was a lot of different factors, and I know speaking to you after the race and how relaxed Brendan was going into that race, is that something you've learned over the years to
Yeah. Like, I was chatting to Brendan beforehand, and I said, "Boy, see, nobody knows the performance that you can deliver. Nobody has been in Cork and watched you for the last 7 years. Nobody's seen you do the 6x5k session with me before London when you had me to the pint of my collar. Nobody's seen that, and nobody will ever, ever go on about that if you don't get a good performance or if you're retired in the morning. You know, they're only old pub stories." Like, I said, "But you have the basis and the raw materials are there. You just need to deliver on the big stage." And I said, "So you can't go in with everything being negative. Don't get sucked into this, because the history books don't remember the conditions or anything. They only remember results." And he was very, and his training went so well away, went so well in Spain. Like, the biggest thing that they were worried about before Brendan raced, they were putting in a contingency plan for the ambulance to take him off, and, you know, can you write an agreement if we pull Brendan off the course that there's not going to be any repercussions afterwards? Crazy stuff. Where, yeah, Brendan was prepared to die, you know? That was never going to happen, but that was his mentality, and I think that's the mentality that you need as well when you're going into any event, you know? Because the likelihood of it happening was very slim because the medical support all over the course. But I think he enjoyed it. I think you have to get to that stage in any sport that you do, if you've prepared really hard and you've come through the tough times, that you have to go out and enjoy the work, and it's your reward. It's the reward at the end of the day, you know, and I think he really sees that. And I used to love the big day, you know. I used to hate the training all year, but you train for the big day, and I think he's getting that mentality now, you know. So he's going very well now again at the moment.
And that's what, I suppose, Rob, for him, it's easy saying that you know, it just takes. And do you think you can say, I know it's a personal question, do you think your influence has changed the way he's become the athlete that he is?
Yeah, I do. I 100% I do. I just think, I always use the analogy, you know, when everybody goes on about the how bad the Russians are and the doping that goes on in Russia. Mm-hmm. But if you pull the doping aside in Russia and you look at the other 9 things that they do in Russia that we don't do in Ireland, the talent identification, how they live, how they train, the coaches, the physios, all of the good things, we don't do any of that, but we'll make a huge point to giving out about the negative, which is a huge negative. So you need to put all of the positive things in place first before you have the right to even give out about the negative scenario. So, And I think even with anybody who I've worked with, like even my young fella now, Kyle, he's playing soccer with Ireland, and he's back in Fort now. He was over in Celtic there last month, and he's the same mentality. It's like I've bred into him since he was young. It's like going, "Why do you, how come you've never played bad in a cup final or in the big day? How come you enjoy it?" And I think it's a mindset. And he turns around one day, he says, "Dad, you know what? I always do well under pressure, don't I?" And it's driven it. He said, "Yeah, you love it, like." And I says, and that's the difference with some sportsmen. They can do all of the training, but they can't perform when the spotlight is on them. Mm. And, you know, and that's very important, because that's the only time when it counts.
Mm. And obviously that's very ruthless to say that is the only time it does count. And
it is, but it is. And that's the reality. It's for somebody, a race walker like Brendan, there's only one result that anybody will remember all year, and there's only one result that counts for any of the athletes. I don't care about any Diamond League races. I don't care about any. It's the Olympic Games. You're training and you're funded to peak at the Olympic Games, and to peak, and say a mini peak at a European Cup or a World Cup for the walkers. You know, that's your job, and you need to peak twice a year. You know, so there's a pressure in that as well.
Outside of that, Rob, suppose it'd be remiss of me if I didn't mention Dancing with the Stars in your past. You kept that one fairly quiet from me. you didn't want me to mention that one, but you, obviously it was a bit of crack. You enjoyed it.
I did, but it came back. I came back to severe pressure again. You know, whereas I took it up as a challenge because I had such a hang-up about dancing, because as long as I've been going out with Marion, when I started going out with Marion first, he maintained I got thrown off a dance floor because the bouncers thought I was messing, but they were actually my real dance moves. And I, for 15 years, I never went out dancing with her or anything. So when this opportunity came up and the athletics was coming to an end, I said, you know, I'll give it a go. And it was the same. We used to end up in studio 12 hours a day and just practicing the steps and the routine. And then to go out at the weekend, mm-hmm. with the highest viewership was 1.1 million, the pressure was bigger than an Olympic Games because it was something that I wasn't good at. but them kind of similar traits came through again, you know. Massive pressure all week, and then on the night, it was the party, it was the reward, you know. So yeah, it was brilliant. It was good experience, you know. I've never going to become a world champion or anything, but it's getting better.
Well, Patrick McGonigal has made a wee note here. He's asked me to make sure that you perform some of those beautiful dances that you've learned at Dancing of the Stars next Friday night.
I can't promise that, no. So we'll give it a lash.
And Rob, suppose looking forward this year, suppose it's back after the Christmas break. It's getting back down to business again for you.
Yeah, to be honest, our lads really they don't have a Christmas like. They're training hard in December. Their Christmas is kind of October time, and I give them that month off to relax and kind of, you know, do their bit of partying and their socialising. And by the time Christmas comes around in December, you're really trying to create the environment that you're pulling them away from the social life, because you'll get injured, you know, if you're trying to mix Christmas and you're training hard. The likelihood is that you'll get injured, and you've only so much energy in the day. So yeah, the lads didn't have any Christmas, really. I had a lovely Christmas at home with the kids and stuff, but Christmas falls at the wrong time for athletes, unfortunately, you know.
There was a couple of phone calls going out, no doubt, to make sure the lads were doing their training. I've no doubt they were, and we're looking forward to the big things from your camp this year. Alongside Brendan, anybody else we should keep an eye on?
Coaching, hopefully Kate Veal is going to come back through again. She went off the radar for years, and she lost in the last few months there. She's lost 24 pounds, and she did really well there in December, and she was a World Youth Champion under 17, so she's coming back. David Kenny, a young fella from Kerry, and coaching him, really, really good talent. He's in the Canaries with Brendan at the moment, and he's matching everything that Brendan is doing. So there's a really good dynamic there, you know. He's young and hungry, and Brendan's older, probably not as quick over 20k. So there's a massive, it's really competitive in training between the two of them, and I think it's good for both of them. And then I'm helping out a South African guy as well, who's in the 20k in the next Olympics. He'll be competing, and an English guy, Callum Wilkinson. So it's a very competitive group, and there's a good mix there as well. So it's all good, you know.